time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Tyler Luke met with the media following the Ravens' season-ending loss to Pittsburgh on Sunday night.
Just want to say I'm super grateful to Baltimore and the organization, the city, just how they've embraced me this year has been incredible. And just for a time like that sucks. I want to do better. And unfortunately, the nature of the job is, you have makes and those are awesome, and then unfortunately it misses. And for that to happen tonight, it sucks. We've been through a lot of adversity this year as a team early on, and we fought, and we worked really hard together. And those guys have had my back, and I want to try my best to have theirs. It's disappointing and it sucks, but also the nature of the job is I gotta move on and I gotta get ready for the next kick. And that's next year, and tomorrow starts training for that, and spend the off season and the rest of the time getting ready for it. I love this team and I love these guys, and I wish it had ended different. I'm super blessed to be here, and it's been one of the most amazing experiences of being a kicker for the Ravens. It's time to move forward and get back to work so I can keep doing good things for Baltimore.
Is there something technical with the kick that went wrong on it? Should I kick the ground first?
I caught a little bit. Operation was great. It was a great situation, exactly what we wanted. And unfortunately, we just missed the ball. Hit it. We call it hitting it thin. It spins fast and goes off to the right. That was it.
Tyler, warm-ups today, were you feeling any comfort? How were you feeling about just kicking in the stadium, which is a hard kick?
Felt great. We had good warm-ups. I feel like our extra points through the course of the game were good, struck well. Felt good about our operation and everything, and when it came down to it, just didn't come together.
After such a big moment with Nick standing behind you guys coming up, just how much does it mean to you to have the support guys coming up and making sure you're all right?
That's a special thing about this team, man. You saw it this year, start 1-5, and that's tough, and then the team never flinched, and that was the thing that was really special. And the thing that I had talked to some of my close friends, my parents, mentors outside, it's just the thing that's so special about this team is it's so close. You guys love each other and care about each other, and that makes it incredibly be a Baltimore Raven, and that's just true of our organization, and it stings and hurts for a time like that, but having those guys have my back means that's probably.
Tyler, we saw John hold you by the wayside as you kind of came off the field in the tunnel. Just what were his message to you share with you?
Back in the saddle. You're gonna have more. You gotta get ready. It sucks, and we got your back, but we gotta go.
Tyler, can you just take us inside your mind as you wind up for that kick and the stakes of the kick enter your mind? Can you take us inside?
We got back there and looked at the play clock. I saw 22 seconds. Took my steps. Took over. Visualize what the ball looks like when it's held down. Jordan picked up his fingers and that was my cue to go. And saw the ball, tried to visualize the ball going through the upright to, where I want it. Swung, and the result didn't match my process.
Because you do this so much, at what point, is the strike point, what point the flight of the ball did you know it's not good?
Second I make contact with my foot, felt it lower, kind of, we talk about hitting on the fourth lace of the shoe, felt it lower down, a little lower down the foot and hit it then.
Yeah. Tyler, I know it's tough, but what's going through your mind as you watch the ball, sail right there?
I can't even remember.
It sucks.
Tyler, I know you were saying, you know, the mentality before is on your next kick. I'm guessing probably the first time, kind of maybe the last play of the season to miss. I mean, how hard is it to kind of just sit with knowing, you know, typically you might have the next game, you might have the next practice, knowing that you have kind of a long time to sit with what just happened?
You know, we talked about having a 1 minute rule. Obviously, this one will be a little bit longer than a minute because it is the last play of the season. And, you know, it's going to be one of those things that next time I get back out on the field to kick a ball, it's time to move on.
Two more.
So,
Tyler, we saw you reading. Was that a verse or a book in your locker?
I had written down all prior for the game. And just rereading it, you know, faith is a big part of my life, and you know, right now I'm reading the book of Romans, and in Romans 8 says, and God works for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. And you know, it's a verse that just reminds me, like, ultimately, man, I'm here to love on the guys around me, and I'm here to, you know, try and have their back and be a good teammate and be a good representative of the organization and steward the gifts I've been given, because, I mean, it's such a fortunate thing to be here. You know, even going back, like, just being placed in Baltimore with this team has been the biggest blessing of my life. And, you know, I'm super grateful for it. It's been incredible. So just reminding myself that, hey, God's got my back even when stuff sucks.
Who will you lean on, family, team, to move forward? Because you have to move forward. You know what you're going to go through. And we all know what a difficult time this is emotionally. Who will you lean on to get you through this?
Family, big time. Faith, obviously, number one. You know, these guys, Jordan and Nick, you know, my fiance, and it's pretty much all the close people. And my phone, I have much notifications from my friends and family. Who say, hey, love you, sucks, but we love you and we got your back. And, you know, lean on that, lean on my teammates, you know, lean on the coaches and my process and everything that's gotten us here to this point, and keep us moving forward.
All right, thanks, Tyler. Thanks, guys.